goes on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, Northern California. How are we doing?
We're doing great.
We're doing good. It's August. I actually have it. I know the date now. First time. August 8th.
Yes, sir.
2022, according to the Gregorian calendar. And
Gregorian.
Yeah, well, you got to get those things.
Today's clear, actually the 10th, yeah. Nigel.
It is?
Yes. Oh. I'm like,
so
I thought you were joking.
Gregorian, what's wrong?
Well, so that's what's wrong with the Gregorian calendar. A little
I thought you were joking the whole time because you always get it wrong. And, yeah. Like, and Yvonne looks over at me and she's holding up 10 fingers. And she's like, today's the 10th.
It's the 8th month.
That's what it is. I got that mixed up. Okay, so it's August something, 2022. I was looking at the temperature. It's 92 degrees today.
It's glorious.
I like these temps.
Yeah.
I could have this every day.
Well, we just walked out of the store and walked, you know, because we're just down the way. We walked down here and I said to her, I said, my gosh, like, it's amazing.
I mean, there's a little hint of fall.
Oh, you always are trying to sniff out the fall. You're a little early, girl.
Yeah, but don't fret. Next week it's going to be back in the 106 and 107, 110 and all that.
You always know that. It's always like, ugh.
But at our friends over in Humboldt, it's in the 60s, you know, which, I'm supposed to be going over there again next week. What a bummer. Yeah.
Right. I know, we're trying to find you a place, aren't we?
Yeah. So that's good.
A little bachelor pad for the jaunt over, because there's so much going on through CAD and what's...
Yeah, so for those who
CAD in the Corridor.
I know, right?
That's the name of your new band.
CAD in the Corridor? Corridors.
Yeah, the Corridors.
So for those who don't know...
You're Nigel.
I'm Nigel, and you are James.
I'm James.
And we've got, and Yvonne, we have Yvonne. Who's the boss?
Yeah.
So we've kind of combined our organizations, our projects, our companies.
Yeah.
Mine is California Adventure District, and yours is Enjoy Magazine, Enjoy the Store.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been in town any length of time, then you know that the Enjoy Store. Is it Enjoy the Store or the Enjoy
you know
Store?
What? We've never corrected anybody. I mean, it's the Enjoy Store, but everybody says... The Enjoy Store, Enjoy the Store, and we're like, yeah.
Well, I just call it the Enjoy Store, and so...
And that's what a lot of people call it, yeah.
The Enjoy Store and Enjoy Magazine, kind of an anchor of this community for how long now?
Gosh, we're coming up on 16 years.
16 years. So in the Gregorian calendar, that would be like... So you've been here a while. So California Adventure District is about marketing our top 12 northernmost counties together.
And I would suggest and ask anybody that's listening that wants to, you know, be a part of what California Adventure District stands for is to just, you know, go to the website and drop us an email. And
you can have email. We're actually getting a lot of people signing up for the newsletter now, which is kind of good.
How you can help, how you can make connections, how you can really help to take existing infrastructure and ideas and how it can be used for tourism and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So we're actively building this the relationships along this 299 corridor, I think, between here and Humboldt.
Yeah. Right? So it's Shasta County, Trinity, and then Humboldt, right?
Yep.
So there's, you know, that's... an easy way to touch three counties out of the 12 that, you know, that we kind of
well in our region. So I'm just going to say Northern California region because to me this is Northern California. So in our region, you know, the two major counties are Shasta and Humboldt.
True.
From a, you know, tourism and travel related and industry
population
spending
And Butte for that matter, but you know, it just kind of sometimes you pick that up and sometimes you don't.
Yeah. Well, Butte obviously has Chico, and Chico's obviously a bigger city than Redding.
Yeah. But they don't have an airport.
Well, they have an airport, but there's some stories there, from what I understand, why they don't.
I think they're trying really hard right now to maybe change that.
We'll have to get Jim on.
Yeah, right? He should manage both of them.
So, for those who... how do you say this? I mean, Humboldt is an amazing place. I've been going there like every month or every 2 months for the last couple of years. And there's definitely something about that synergy between our two counties. It's a great place to go visit for a couple of days.
Well, and I mean, not to mention it's two sides of a coin, right? You know, cool and ocean, right? And then you have hell on earth and, we have ours. So they're both in the same place horizontally to each other, but they're completely different climates.
So one of the projects we're working on with Humboldt, and if you're listening and if you're into this, which I think, everybody's got to eat.
Yeah.
Right? A couple times a day. And it seems to be an emerging theme for us anyway, but in tourism in general, right, the food service industry kind of gets overlooked a little bit.
Overlooked and yet is probably one of the heaviest anchors.
Well, within California, the food service industry is the number one revenue generator.
Yeah. See, for the there
state. You go. Economic development.
In tourism and travel. And it was like that in our region until COVID hit, and then it became the hotels. But the food service industry is getting back up to where it should be, and probably in 2022 we'll surpass the hotels again. And even though both are very valid, and the cool thing about hotels, obviously, it's very easy to measure heads and beds, right? It's, it's a very easy thing. But the food service industry, restaurants and all that they're a huge player. So one of the things we're doing with Humboldt, and one of the terms we like to use is entry points into a county, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the low hanging entry point into Humboldt would be the redwoods. Right, mm-hmm. Redwood trees. It's an easy. Everybody knows it. Another entry point would be the beach, right? It's an entry point, and another entry point is the cannabis. Obviously, there's cannabis, but we want to create a fourth entry point, and that would be the food.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Which they are known for.
They're amazing. Yeah.
Because for many reasons, obviously, they have tons and tons of organic farms, cattle, beef, pork, goats,
seafood, oysters.
But I was going to say, yeah, they just have an incredible opportunity with their seafood.
Well, so their
and beer,
their climate, right? Yeah. Their climate and their soil and everything is perfect for this. So one of the projects we're going to be launching is Taste of Humboldt,
and there's a very success. I mean, the Taste of is a very successful organization throughout America.
Right.
I don't know if it's in Canada or not, but they have a very successful Taste of Chico, and Redding has a very successful Taste of Redding.
Yep.
And
there's a couple of big ones around the country. Like
sure.
Taste of Chicago is the biggest food festival in the country.
Right? Wow. Yeah.
It goes on for days.
And Chicago has amazing food.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the whole thing with Humboldt is it'll turn into an event, but I think within the next 2 months or so we'll start turning it into a blog. So if you're interested, you can go to tasteofhumboldt.com right now, and there's nothing on it, but you can just sign up for the newsletter, and people are already signing up for the newsletter. And once the website goes live, we're going to start featuring all the goodies from Humboldt. And so I'll be out there next week, and we'll be meeting some of the food entrepreneurs. You know, it'd be too bad if I have to like sample some of their stuff.
I was going to say, I want to go.
Yeah.
I get to pick and choose when I want to piggyback in his trips.
Mm-hmm. So one of our new friends, mm-hmm. even though he's been around for a while, Jason, mm-hmm. Redding Buzz, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was out in Humboldt, I think yesterday, and he was doing some shout outs from, some food places out
expanding
there.
His territory.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully we have a lot in store to start sharing with.
Yep. So we can
Redding Buzz and Humboldt Buzz or whatever they're going to call
Buzzing
it.
Buzzing Humboldt.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Humboldt Buzz has a different connotation
to it,
right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we can do the shout out now. I think what we have planned on Wednesday, September 21st, and I think if people want to join us up there, it'd be kind of a fun little road
trip.
Right. Uh-huh. So on Wednesday, September 21st, we'll be doing a remote broadcast and live streaming from Weaverville.
Very cool.
Our favorite restaurants there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we'll be up at up north.
Yes.
pounding some.
Yes, we will.
Pounding some grilled cheese and ice cream.
Yeah. I was telling Jason yesterday, I'm going to start fasting now for that.
Ooh, that sounds amazing.
So,
and then we're also going to have Reading Buzz there with us as well.
Yes.
So they're going to be doing.
Yeah, they'll be doing their thing. We'll be doing our thing, and we'll just team up and see what happens and have some fun.
Cool.
You know, and we'll have some of the Weaverville locals come and.
Yeah.
We'll interview them live on the air and see.
I wonder
what's going
if this radio show reaches Weaverville. I never thought about it.
I don't know. Well, if you're in Weaverville, let us know. 530-605-4567. I think it should. That's the phone number, by the way.
And just say, hey, we hear you.
Yes.
We're here.
So I met your gal last week. Tracy Caputo. Teresa Caputo.
Oh, you dog.
Yep. Well, you were out delivering magazines.
Yes.
is that our time?
Yes, it's time. A break time.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, but well, I still want to talk about Teresa.
Okay. Well, I'm still alive, so that's a good thing. So we'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
And we're back. Good evening. It's August 10th.
In the 8th month of the calendar.
Yes. August 10th, 2022. 92 degrees. It's Nigel,
James,
and maybe Vaughn. So we started to touch upon...
Well, Yvonne mentioned right as we hit the break to remind listeners that we carry, you know, we talk about Humboldt and stuff as a good neighbor. The Enjoy Store carries many products from Humboldt. They are very prolific producing county when it comes to just really cool.
They're some of our best products.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Well, and we just put the Humboldt passport in your store.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. So
that's brilliant.
Yeah. So Humboldt just started a passport project that we actually carry the passports at the front of the store. You can come in and grab one. I think they're $20.
Yep.
And so if you're going to go over to Humboldt, it's a great little investment because there are lots and lots of
little perks.
Perks, yeah, like buy one, get one free, and, you know, half off this and that. And they stamp you, and then you have a chance to win stuff. And it's super simple. It's a cute little book. You can just keep it in your pocket and use it while you're having a good time.
So if you're within earshot here and you're planning on going over to Humboldt, you can stop by the Enjoy Store or Enjoy the Store and pick up the Humboldt passport, right?
Yeah. But then we were getting ready. You were throwing it in my face that I am a huge fan of a TV show that's on one of the cable channels, and it's called The Long Island Medium, and she is a Italian woman that teases her hair to heaven and got fingernails like a tiger. And
well, I was going to say, she's very nice. She seems like she's like 5'3" and then 5'9" with the hair.
Yeah. Right? And it's her identity, but right. So she is a self-proclaimed medium that can talk or, you know, whatever the word is. Yeah. With people that have passed. And, you know, a lot of people obviously don't believe in that, and that's totally fine. And I didn't, you know, I'm not either a believer or a denier, but, you know, my part is that even though she's talking to people that have passed or whatever, she says very clearly that there's heaven and stuff. So for me, I'm like, okay, well, that's a good thing, right? But anyway, I've watched her show for years, and it's just kind of amazing. And I know it's television, so, I mean, there's always, you know, some salt over the shoulder and fluff and all that things. But, you know, it's just always amazing to me that she can travel all over the world and have huge events and just, you know, pick out people or whatever and do what she does. But yeah, so she came to Reading and I about lost my mind. And so one of my coworkers, Marjan, loves her too. And so I was going to buy tickets but I wanted really good seats up front, because I wanted.
Well, you wouldn't have been there anyway.
No. Well, I know, but I mean that we had planned on it. Yep. So, but I was like, we need to be kind of front and middle so that we can, our spirits can be sensed and she'll come to us. But then I ended up having to go, Yvonne and I had to go, to the Central Valley to deliver magazines for our edible food magazine. And so as I'm doing that, I get a text from Nigel and he's standing in front of one of those great, you know, Hollywood red carpet, backdrops that says Teresa Caputo and, you know, he's setting up and stuff. And you were actually hired by the Civic to come in and take pictures of her.
Yep.
So I was like, damn, I wanted to be your grip.
So I got to say she was very nice.
Oh, good.
Very, very nice. And there were a lot of people lined up
to go see her.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of people. Well, a lot of people lined up for the VIP event that just wanted to shake her hand.
Okay, so was that what that was?
Is yeah, just portraits of her and
Each person? Oh, so it was like a long thing. It wasn't just like you were taking a picture of her.
No, it was like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So it was great. But she was very nice. She was very professional. Very, very nice to...
Did it seem like she ever read anybody that was in line?
No, I think everybody got like, you know... 45 seconds.
Yeah. Well, that's what I figured. Well, you know, that's funny because if you watch her on TV, you know that would be hard for her because I'm sure there was tons of spirits trying to tell her to send messages to the people that were next to her. And that's hard for her not to do that.
So, dude, if they ever need a PR agent, they need to call you because for me, it was just another one of those situations where I had no clue who she was.
Uh-huh.
She just seemed like a very nice professional person, mm-hmm. and she treated every person who was lined up there with respect, and some of the people that wanted to meet her were all crying and obviously had things going on.
I'm not like that. I, you know, celebrity things aren't really usually a big thing for me. I just like certain things, and when I like it, right? And I like, I wouldn't cry if I met her, but I would be...
Like Pat Benatar.
Yeah, I got to see Pat Benatar. She's one of my idols.
And you cried?
No, okay. No. Very rarely do I get emotional about a celebrity. Because they're just people, too.
Yeah.
But what I like about celebrities is if I have some connection to them in life, right? So, like, Pat Benatar was the very first record I ever bought was a Pat Benatar, one of her first releases. So, for me, I kind of was like, she's kind of one of those cool things.
Love is a battlefield.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And it wasn't that album. long before Love is a Battlefield.
Okay. Well, I mean, I've had my fair share of interactions with... celebrities and rock stars.
You lived around them.
I would say a lot of the celebrities nowadays, a lot of them rightfully so get a bad rap, right? Because mm-hmm. they're not exactly great people. But there are many who I met, especially some of the musicians back in the day that, one of the things that set them apart is that they were dedicated to their craft 24/7.
365.
Mm-hmm. And the difference in the past, the difference between a band, in my world anyway, a difference between a band that would make it and a band that didn't, two things. It's all who you know and when you know them, mm-hmm. right? And you just never give up.
Working hard, keep on going.
But it was fun in the day. So like even the Teresa Caputo moment where I had no clue who she was, and mm-hmm. I'm like, wow, there's a lot of people here. So I had a few of those moments back in the past. You know,
mm-hmm.
I hired to shoot bands and stuff like that. No idea who they were. Jonas Brothers. I remember behind.
You
I
shot them, Jonas, but did you know Jonas, who they were?
No, I had no clue.
They blow up?
So I had no clue.
Yeah.
I knew it was a boy band. I'm like, what am I doing shooting a boy band? So I went to go see him, and it was massive.
Yeah.
And there was this little girl named Hannah Montana opening up for him. And
Oh my gosh. Seriously?
Yes. It was eye-opening. But anyway, I'm sure no one needs to hear about that.
Miley Cyrus?
Yes.
I like Miley.
I think she was still Hannah Montana at that
she
point.
She was. Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think she's an amazing performer. She's an amazing artist.
She is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think there were about 10,000.
And then you have Nick Jonas, who's just like, you know.
Yeah.
And then he married, what is her name?
Chopra. What's her first name? Priyanka
Chopra, yeah.
Who
I had a crush on.
So people was...
She's the most beautiful woman in India or something. Uh-huh.
People always used to ask me, hey, are you a paparazzi photographer? And I hate the word paparazzi, and I was never a paparazzi photographer because it was just wrong, right?
Mm-hmm. But I have to say, there's a part of me that would think it would be fun.
But there's one, but there was one picture that I took in my career that became a paparazzi shot, and then I made a lot of money off of, and it was Nick Jonas and Hannah Montana.
Oh, together, yeah.
Together. That and I had no clue.
And that immediately went to the rags, and they were like, they're together.
That's incredible.
Kim's probably listening. She goes, well, you should have sold that one. It could have made a lot of money. I was a little late to the party, but it was. Anyway, so let's talk about, talking about rock stars.
Mm-hmm.
There's a bunch of bands coming.
You might want to turn your sound off, sweets.
There are a bunch of bands coming. To our area, actually. Let's see.
Bands.
Mm. August 18th. It hasn't happened yet, right?
No.
August 18th?
Oh, nope.
Just checking.
8 days away.
So that's Josh Turner.
Okay.
He's coming to the Civic
Lawn. Is that going to be it? Oh, the lawn. I was going to say, so it's another big outdoor.
That's a big outdoor one.
Mm-hmm. Those are great. I mean, for me, we live in the garden track, so it's
fun. You get
fun.
A free show?
Well, no. I mean, I'm in the backyard if I'm, you know, doing whatever, playing with my bees or, you know, feeding my chickens or tending to my garden or picking up poop from the dog. It's nice to be out there doing my thing, and you can hear all the people cheering. And mm-hmm. I can also hear the Colt 45s. So we're, like, surrounded by it. Like, you know, you hear people cheering for baseball, people cheering at a concert.
So you actually get a reminder that you're in the city.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of cool.
That's cool. August 25th is Buck Cherry.
I know the name, but I'm trying to remember what the song is. Songs.
So, is it country? What genre?
I don't know. and let's see. We have Angela Johnson Reyes, August 27th at Civic. We have Jeff Dunham, but he's sold out. He's a comedian guy, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He's already sold out.
Yep.
Yep.
And a little later on, hey, this is something for you. The Wheel of Fortune live. Isn't that your thing? No?
Wheel of Fortune. I like Wheel of Fortune. Is it like actually people get... I think they've been here before once, and people actually play.
Yep, they do.
I remember thinking, God, that sounds like a lot of fun. I wonder how you get picked to go on.
And tonight, I know you're listening to our show, which is... takes precedent, but Jim Gaffigan is on. He's playing now.
Right. Today?
Yeah.
No,
August 10th. Today's the 10th, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see the... Angela Johnson. Oh, she's the comedian. That's right.
Okay, the Beach Boys are going to be at the Cascade.
Ooh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's in September. I don't know the exact date.
And Pitbull's going to be down at the Rolling Hills Casino.
Yep.
I love Pitbull.
Me too.
And Stained. That's another band.
Yeah,
Stained.
That'll
be September 15th.
For a long time. So Angela is the one that does the one that's famous for the is it either the Korean or I don't know how she does that nail tech.
Oh, the nail tech.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
why you have no boyfriend? She makes me laugh.
I'm obviously not with it. No. I need to look her up.
She's very funny.
Very
I
funny.
Mm-hmm. How was the Reading Alliance fashion show for you?
Oh, it was excellent. We had a great time. It was summer.
Hot.
And it was 114 degrees. But we made sure everybody was comfortable. Everybody was sitting outside on Market and the Market Promenade. And then the show went kind of just meandering through the benches, the river benches. And it was really successful. We had a full crowd, and we had 8 designers. With from beachwear to swimwear, and everybody really loved it. And then afterwards, they got to go to Damburger. It was called the Damn Good Summer Fashion Show. Mm-hmm. They got to go to Damburger and get a meal.
You bought a ticket to support Reading Fashion Alliance. Then at the end, you got a voucher to go just
so
next round. The
1 minute. So you have 1 minute. So in 1 minute, if a non-informed person was to ask, hey, what is walking by the Reading Fashion Alliance? Like, what does that do?
Well, we are bringing the fashion industry, back to Reading.
Can people walk in off the street?
Yes, but right now we're renovating our retail space. But we do have alterations all the time, so that's open. And then right beyond our alterations space is our maker space. So that's where our small batch manufacturing.
So if you have clothes and they need to be altered?
Yes, absolutely.
So that's something I didn't even know.
Yeah.
James, you didn't tell me.
It actually is.
Because
I have a lot of clothes that need to be altered.
Yeah.
We taken out
quite
or
a few
in?
Okay. So people can go
Let's take our break.
Oh.
Let's take our break. And
okay,
then,
yes, okay, we'll be right back.
And then we'll give you some more time because there's some really cool things happening.
We'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
And we're back. Good evening, Northern California. It's August 10th, 8-10-2022. Nigel and James, and we have Yvonne with us.
Yeah.
So let's see.
We're talking about fashion.
We're talking about, yes. So now, okay.
Fashion. Yeah.
So for me, the Reading Fashion Alliance is one of those things that obviously.
Escapes you?
Well, it's just one of those things. I mean, that I've been in there a few times, uh-huh. You know, back in the day, did some pictures and all that kind of stuff. But it's always been one of those things. Well, I wonder what they actually do.
Right.
Well,
right,
you're
right.
Kind of more of a minimalist. You're kind of more like a Steve Jobs. You have an outfit that you like, and you know.
No. But it's always like I see that space. I see that space, the Reading Fashion Alliance, right?
And you don't know what they do.
And I'm wondering if a quote unquote, you know, a shopper was walking by and they wanted to walk in. Is that something they could do? But you're saying that, Yvonne, you're revamping the place, and you have big plans.
For the month of August, we're revamping that retail space, which is the space on Placer and Market that you can come in right there off the street. We are going to start putting in the windows almost like trunk shows. Like we'll bring in designers from all over, and we'll feature them in that window along with, you know, beyond the window, we'll sell their product.
Beyond the window, tagline.
Beyond the window.
Yeah.
I like reap what you sow.
Yep.
Anyway, so we're really
what you sow.
And
you
you're not
that?
The only well rep what you sow.
Yeah, rep what
that,
you sow.
That actually works too.
Mm-hmm.
Look at us marketing.
We're doing this is the way it works.
This is live. This is live marketing right here.
For free.
So Nigel, you're not the only one that doesn't know what we do. Just so you're aware.
It's well, I always figure that you know I'm about just an average person. So if I'm thinking about it, I'm sure there's going to be at least 3 others thinking the same.
And that's one of the reasons for renovating the space, because we really want to showcase designers, our designers, because when they rent space in the makers area, they get to rep their lines in the store. So
a lot of people don't realize, but Reading has a long history of fashion and beauty. So
yeah, I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, so Reading, the professional hair care industry was pretty much developed out of Reading with Jerry Reading and his wife Irene when they started Jeramac 100 years ago. Jeramac was one of the first and biggest professional hair care companies in the world, and it was started right here in Reading. My father was one of their top chemists and decided to make changes to hair care and move from animal-based proteins into vegetable-based proteins.
Mm-hmm.
So he started KMS. KMS was one of the largest hair care companies in the world as well, in the professional arena. So there's a long line of that kind of beauty, but also there's a long history of manufacturing and fashion. There was a husband and wife here, and the name escapes me at the moment, but they had a fashion house and a sewing out area here in the industrial park, and they were from Italy. And they did and reworked to fit, you know, or it could be the other way around.
Okay.
Maybe you're pregnant.
So when
and you need to let it out.
Yeah. Well, I try to watch what I eat, but my eyes aren't quick enough. So when is the Reading Fashion Alliance going to be done?
We're looking at September. I don't have a specific date, but we're doing some, you know, some painting and some signage.
And it's being rebranded with a new name. So it's always Reading Fashion Alliance. That's the core of the company. But the retail side of it, because it's now changing to kind of rep other lines, it's being rebranded and given a new name and, you know, a whole new way it's going to work. So
Reading Fashion Alliance just didn't have that, didn't say retail to us.
No.
But it encompasses retail. So that was part of the messages, to have a brand that says retail or says, you know, in the name, and then be able to say by Reading Fashion Alliance, supported by Reading Fashion Alliance.
Very cool. And it's right next to that Rent-A-Kitchen, right?
Yeah, it's right next to Sizzles.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Have you been in there?
Sizzles,
yeah. Uh-huh. And actually, I think they just slightly renovated, so they have their commercial kitchen that you can rent. And then up front, they just opened up a coffee shop.
A little bit of coffee and some small bites, salads, and mm-hmm. things like that.
So this brings it back to the whole food thing.
Food.
Yes. <It's
very
Yes.
important. And so, I know this is something I've been harping on for the last 6 months, is get to know your farmer, because, you know, we all know, you know, mm-hmm. something's coming.
Farming's important.
Something's coming. So,
so if you want your strawberries and eggs,
farmer. So it's the same thing here, even regionally, right? So many of the cattle farmers, many of them have had to get rid of most of their cattle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's right, and they're all saying the same thing, like a few months from now, you know, the meat supply is going to be gone. Mm-hmm. So,
and why are they having to get rid of it? I saw that in Texas they had a sale going on, and the trucks were miles down the road with cattle. But why is it that they're having to saddle? Why are they having to sell them?
Drought and the supply chain and the cost of feeding them.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
Well, you know, my brother runs cattle on our small ranch out in Cottonwood, and I don't know, I haven't talked to him personally if he hasn't sold them all or whatever, but we are a hay production farm, and that's what we do. But this year is the first year I can ever remember they actually are not allowing water.
That's
There's
right.
no water. So basically our entire ranch that has produced hay for years and years, forever, literally green pastures everywhere, flood, it's all dead.
Yep.
There's nothing.
So where I'm getting at with this, for those who are, because I do know, you know, a lot of our friends are quote-unquote preparing, and they're starting to stock up on some food and all that kind of stuff. But right now there's a little bit of a glut in the market of all these people selling off their cattle.
Sure.
And so even here locally, this was the first time for me also, but if a few people wanted to go in on like a cow,
there's lots of
together,
sources for that right now.
Mm-hmm. So right now, you know, you get yourself an extra freezer or something, right?
Okay. Jenner beef, Five Marys,
yeah.
Right. And so if you were ever thinking about that, now would be a very good time to pursue it. And if you have no clue where to start, some of the local butchers like Kent's Meats, you can mm-hmm. actually go in and ask them about the whole process.
Yeah. Kent's is great for that. We've done that with them for years.
Yeah. So, and
4-H, we just missed 4-H, but a lot of the 4-H kids just sold all their animals off. So people were snatching them up and having people like, Ken's Meats process them and package them up so you can put them in your freezer or turn them into jerky or
so whatever. I know quite a few people who are doing that right now. So if it's something that's been gnawing, and if you're listening and it's something that's been gnawing at the back of your head to, like, you know, do mm-hmm. You know, stock up on some meat, now would be the time to pursue that. And it's easier to pursue than you thought. I mean, I had no clue how to go about doing that, but now we do.
Yeah.
But we take for granted what we know, right?
Well, it's easy because you can just go to Kent's and say, hey, I'm bringing in a hog or whatever, and then they'll say, okay, how do you want it processed? And then, you know, they give you a list, right? And you're like, I want two hams, I want bacon, I want blah, 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 I want pig jowl, I want blah, 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 right? And then they just process, you know, they're like, okay, great, this is what it's going to cost. And then, boom, you pick it up and it's all separated in little white paper wrapped.
And frozen.
Yeah.
Frozen for you, just put in the freezer and go.
Yep. It's all marked. It tells you what's inside. It's awesome.
So I just wanted to bring that.
Yeah.
Because I'm a proponent of that right now.
And it's not only just the cattle too. You can do this with lamb and goat, and there's chickens, and there are heirloom pork people up in like Scott Valley. There are lots of places that you can do this with.
And the other thing that I know at least three or four people now who are doing this is they've bought these industrial grade, almost industrial grade, freeze dryers.
Oh yeah,
and they're starting
that's huge right now.
Starting to freeze dry their food, and
you can freeze dry anything. I found
I
out.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Yeah. So he knows.
Oh, I've actually got it bookmarked. So. She's like, don't bring one more oven or anything into our home because I've got all kinds of things. And I'm like, okay, I won't.
We have a sous vide piece of furniture.
Just one more oven.
One more oven.
Yeah, freeze dryer. I want a freeze dryer.
A lot of people buy them, just letting you know.
I want a freeze dryer, and I want a canner, and I want a...
I want a new house.
Well, so for those of us who are professional conspiracy theorists, from what I understand, the housing market, just give it another 6 months.
Yeah, we could buy a new house, or we could just take one.
Well, no, you'd have to buy one.
Oh, so I didn't know if they would all be starved to death. People will be dead, and we'll just move into
people's
houses.
Not if you go to, the Kent's Meat with some friends and buy a freezer and buy a freeze dryer. You'll be fine.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So, speaking of that, you guys have the chickens in your backyard.
We do.
That's another thing that a lot of people are doing now.
They're getting close. I would say they're 3/4 of the way being mature to start laying. Yeah. I mean, I've raised them, like we said before, I got my whole first hatchling group, got them to, you know, to finally get out of incubation, put them out their first day into their pen, hadn't finished the pen, so about 9 feet up, I left a little area of the roof open because I just didn't have the screws that I needed. No big deal. I mean, they're chicks, right? They're little fluffy balls out there playing around in the dirt and having fun. No worry about anything. And come to find out, Mr. Neighborly Blue Jay flew down in the crack and beheaded all of them. Literally took their heads off of all of them. I could not believe my eyes. I was so angry. So we had to go round two.
At yourself or at the Blue Jay?
At the Blue Jay. I mean, I didn't do anything. I'd been raising them for weeks already.
Well, you hadn't studied up on...
I didn't know Blue
Jays. You hadn't
Jay.
Studied up on the Blue Jays.
I didn't know Blue Jays were murderers.
You didn't finish your project.
So I finished that little slit in the roof that I needed to put in and went and had started from scratch again. And so now this is round two. And
who picked them up from the post office?
You did both times.
Right on.
So this leads to another... This is an interesting question for... Because I think a lot of people know you around town, right, James and Yvonne? So, right. So Yvonne, how many unfinished projects does Mr. James have?
I can't go there.
She can't because when I get home, I'll be Mr. Blue Jay. If she does.
He will no longer be Mr. Enjoy.
No. You can tell him. I don't care. I don't give a shit. Oops, sorry. Did you dump me? I'm so sorry.
Okay. Oh, we got the first beep.
That's my first one. That's my first one in years.
Wow.
We got the first beep, and that wasn't even one of my songs. You know? So we must have hit a nerve.
We must have hit a little bump.
I apologize to Northern California. I slipped up there.
Well, right now we have about maybe 1,000 magazines in the back of the truck.
Oh. Well, so, that's not my problem.
So I drive around town with... The truck with the magazines in the back.
Yep.
We sold one of our cars and we're down a vehicle. So we're between our kids and stuff, we're kind of juggling right now.
So if you see me
and she
looks a little trashy, it's because I have a truck full of magazines.
Because of me. One of my unfinished projects.
Well, listen, I mean, I don't want to... we've got to go one more time. Okay, last break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Well, thanks, James. We just got our delay extended by 30 seconds.
Push the button.
So, that's very good.
But, thank God for a good producer.
But at least now we know a red button, because I think we both have the similar amount of unfinished projects. So it's okay. You're not the only one.
Because, no, you know, I know. I literally have probably hundreds.
Yes. So I think we have that in common.
Oh, good.
So food. I keep coming back to food because...
Because you're hungry.
No,
and we sit here and stare across the street at...
La Cabana.
La Cabana.
Yes. This is great.
Yeah.
No, but the... one of my priorities, one of our priorities for California Adventure District and for tourism in general is to bring the food service industry to the forefront of tourism for our area, right? And the goal is to... again, is to create the whole... food industry or the restaurants as a low barrier, you know, entry point.
Like, sure.
We want people to come up here for the, you know, for the lakes and the rivers and the mountains and all kind of stuff. But it'd be great to bring the food experience.
Well, agritourism.
Yeah.
Agritourism.
Yeah. And a lot of people probably, as they're hearing us talk about this, is, you know, you may be, you know, able to process how and why we're talking about this, but. Why we're talking about it is because when you come visit somewhere, right, you come and stay at a hotel. And that's all important and that's trackable and all that stuff. But it's one room. It's one purchase a day, how it works. But every person that's staying in that room is probably going to eat 3 times a day. So
that's
if
right.
there's a family of 4, that's 4 times 3.
Well,
right?
That, and I don't know about you, but I walk away from a vacation with a real sensory... I mean, I walk away thinking about what it smelled like, what things taste like, you know, the mm-hmm. visual, all of it, the sounds. It's just part of the tourism experience.
Yeah. Big time.
That's right. And it is such an integral part of tourism, but it's something.
Well, and you
that,
hear
that
people
we,
say that all the time, right? So, oh, where'd you go to vacation? Oh, we went to Chicago. Oh, how was the food?
Right.
I mean,
that's
like one of the first things that come up.
How's the pizza?
Did you find any place that was awesome? Did you, you know, that's like, oh gosh, you know, we found this pizzeria that was, you know, a little hole in the wall, but it was amazing. I mean, like, that's what people talk about with vacation.
Oh, so I think they've kind of adjusted their marketing a little bit, but I remember in the 90s and the 2000s, I mean, Vegas was all about the buffets, right?
Mm.
You know?
She hates buffets.
All you can eat.
I love them.
$10. Well, now it's $60.
Oh, now it's $60,
$70.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Seafood is like up to $90.
You go to the Rio for the seafood buffet.
Yes, yes, you do. I remember that one. Yep. So, you guys also, do you publish this?
We do, yeah.
So, next to Enjoy Magazine.
I'm looking at the counter here in front of you, and you've got 3 of our publications.
I know.
So, good boy.
See, you're publishing magnets, mate. You know, a few more of these, and you'll be up right up there with Hearst Publishing. So, we have Edible, San Joaquin Valley.
Yeah.
So how did this come about? This is a magazine.
Yeah.
It's about food.
Yeah.
Celebrating the bounty of the San Joaquin Valley.
Yeah. So interestingly enough, how we kind of got through this is this company, Edible, kind of started almost around the same time that we started, 16 years ago.
With Enjoy.
Yeah, with Enjoy. And the funny thing is we used to watch them online and they used to watch us online, which we didn't even know. And because what they accomplished with doing this kind of, we called it franchising, they call theirs licensing, is something that we wanted to do with Enjoy. And that's why we have an Enjoy store down in Red Bluff, because that was our first attempt to figure out how the licensing process would go. We also launched an Enjoy magazine and an Enjoy the store down in Visalia, California, that kind of handled that Central Valley area. So, interestingly enough, I was kind of thinking one day, you know, we have an edible magazine here in the North State. It's called Edible Shasta Butte. And we're good friends with the woman that owns it in, she lives in Chico. And so it takes Shasta and Butte counties are the territory that her license covers through Edible. So Edible is a family, they call it the Edible family or Edible community. It is a community of edible licensed owners throughout North America. And I believe there's roughly around 90 of us now. Since we had an edible here, I always thought, gosh, I really would like to have owned the edible in this area. So I thought, well, where would be the next best thing? Well, at that point, we still had Enjoy magazine down in Visalia, which is in the central of the San Joaquin Valley. As most people know, San Joaquin Valley is the breadbasket to the world. I mean, it's one of the largest agricultural, bodies of land anywhere on earth. And so, I looked up, you know, do they have edible down in the San Joaquin Valley area? And they didn't. And so when we reached out to them about licensing, they were like, oh, we know you. We love you guys, blah, blah, blah. And it was kind of this mutual thing. And we were able to, instead of just doing Edible Tulare or Edible Fresno, we actually decided to do a license and call it Edible San Joaquin Valley, which basically goes south of Sacramento and San Joaquin County, all the way down to Kern County, which is right before you hit the Grapevine.
So you decided you like driving is number one.
No, I hate driving.
And you love navigating the streets of Fresno. We figured that one out.
Intentional because that way we could take that title and actually build on it with other smaller communities.
Yeah,
it's a community publication.
So it's a huge blanket, but we also have the legal right if somebody were to come to us and say, hey, I would really like to do an edible in Bakersfield, right? And that's Kern County. We technically could sell that county to an individual that's interested in buying edible. We can sell pieces of our territory off because it's so large.
So this magazine is also available at the Enjoy store?
We do carry it, there. Even though it's, you know, it's not the territory, there's still people that love because they have people that
great
they know.
Recipes.
Yeah. Well, look at the pictures. I'm going to get hungry again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So how is Edible Magazine doing for you?
We're still kind of in our infancy. So, you know, it's doing fine, but we have a lot of growth potential, right? So at this point, we're really scratching the surface of we're writing about things throughout the San Joaquin Valley, but our distribution is the part that's our growing point. So right now, Yvonne and I were just down last week delivering 12,000 of these magazines throughout Fresno County and in Clovis and, you know, into Visalia and, you know, all that
stuff. Is there one of these in Southern Oregon?
I don't know if they have one in Southern Oregon. The other one that we've actually considered is Edible
Humboldt.
North Coast.
Well, edible in Humboldt has a different connotation than just
food.
Exactly.
But it's
either way,
it's a huge market, and you know we could combine it with Taste of Humboldt, and you know, away you go. Same thing. Same thing with Mendocino.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, totally. So, yeah, and then you also have here our new city guide. So this is a every six month rotation project, where we highlight, and it's great for tourism businesses so that people have an idea of how, you know, what's in town, what they can see, what they can do. You read little blurbs about them, and then the website allows you to go in and actually if they want to do a promotion or if they want to do video and add to that and stuff. So that's another piece that you've got there that this one just came out. This is Series 4, so this is our fourth edition.
Yep. And we may have another one coming out soon, right? Shasta County focused. I think we're going to be talking about that soon.
Oh, good. I'm glad because you know what? I was going to bang on your phone with a text message. I just ran on my computer today. I found one of the
prototypes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and yep. I was like, "Hey, aren't we supposed to be doing this?"
Yeah, well, we are supposed to do it, and the timing is now. So, again, collectively, and I think we're going to be having a few more people come alongside with us. The whole idea is to elevate Shasta County as a county, because you know it's worthy of it, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
3,800 square miles, lots of stuff to do in Shasta County besides look at the Sundial Bridge, which is fine.
You got to have your anchors, right? Mm-hmm. Your cores, and those are the things that draw, and I respect them and love them. But, yeah, there's lots of community and areas that don't get to see the effects of the wonderful, you know, Turtle Bay and that stuff, and we need to be able to uplift them as well.
So Kim was in Texas last week, and she flew back, and she another perfect example, flew back with people who are...
This is your children's mother.
Yes.
So people don't know
yes.
Kim.
Hello, Kim. And she was on the plane with people. I don't know where they were from, but they were flying to Reading specifically to
eat.
Land here. No. And drive to the Redwoods.
Yep.
So they fly
this
into Reading.
This happens a lot. We get a lot of this in the store. We find people that are either going or have come back, and they're looking for souvenirs as they go home. But I'm always surprised how it is a thing.
It is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we have to talk to our Humboldt friends about this, because many of them don't know that the Redwoods actually has an airport.
Yeah, I know. Well, don't tell them.
No.
No.
But people are actually flying into Reading from wherever they are in the country, and they're flying here specifically and then renting a car and then driving to the Redwoods and then back.
And I think it's better that way anyway, just because Reading is one of those places you can come into and have
drive.
An experience. So it's another layer, right? And then you can drive to the Redwoods and then come back, versus if you were to fly into Eureka, okay. Right, and then go to the Redwoods and
do
then just
the
go back to the airports.
Have anything about forced bathing or any of the amenities?
I haven't looked at all of it.
No, but on CaliforniaAdventureDistrict.com we do.
Okay.
I'll hook you
okay,
right
great.
Up with Justin. Justin Legge. He's going to help hate me for butchering his name. But he's the forest bathing expert out there in Redwoods. Really good guy.
Because once we get that other piece published,
mm-hmm.
that's a great thing to hand off to those that are flying in here and then heading over there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we have the city guide and Enjoy out at the airport in the holding room.
Yeah.
So you can take it with you.
The airport's doing great. Everything's really good. So now we just need to take advantage of all the good things that are happening and
visitors.
And get our region up from 12th spot. We're in the last.
There's 12 spots, and we're number 12.
Yes. California, we're 12. So, anyway, thank you very much for joining us. I think that's it.
I don't know. Are we close?
We done? We have one more minute.
We have one more minute.
We have one more minute.
Yeah, I hate to cut early, because then the poor guy in there is trying to fill a minute. So if you have time, come check out the Enjoy store in our new location at, 1261 Market Street. We also have wine nights Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays. You can come
Bernsini
in and sample Bernsini wines. Yeah.
Yep. And you can go to CaliforniaAdventureDistrict.com, sign up for the newsletter.
Yes.
We have actually confirmed our Camping with Bigfoot for July 9th next year, right after Bigfoot Days.
Awesome. That's actually smart. Good for you.
Yes.
Everybody's all stoked.
Yes.
Yep. The beast has been poked.
Yes, it is. That's right.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.